like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Helmut Kremling.
And this is It's Movie Time. Helmut, Jude Law, famous face.
We saw him in the Grand Budapest Hotel, where he played a tweedy, modest, non-communicative author.
Are you telling me he's in a different role?
Somewhat different.
We're looking at Dom Hemingway today. And Hemingway, why do you think that last name?
The language is important.
Well, I'm with you. I think language is the keystone of this terrific British film about a Cockney ex-con trying to get himself back into the real life. Besides his use of language, there's that Hemingway-esque tough guy-ness. A quote to give you an idea of how brilliant the language is in this film. He says to a woman who has stolen money from him, "Oh, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the effer who will tear your nose off with my teeth. I'm the effer who will gut you with a dull cheese knife and sing Gilbert and Sullivan while I do it. I'm the effer who will dump your dead body in a freezing cold lake and watch you sink to the bottom like so much S-H-I-T." This is not something to bring your family to.
The director and writer of this film is known for this film, Matador. His name is Richard Shepard, and who obviously enjoyed making this movie, as did his three main characters.
Yeah.
Jude Law as Don Hemingway.
Right.
Poetic, profanity-spouting, pumped-up ape of a man.
Richard Grant as Dickie Black.
Right, Dickie Black, who's his right-hand man.
He's delightful.
But he doesn't have a left hand.
All right. I love the scene where he has to find it.
And Damien Bichir, known better in Mexico, and he's the boss of the trio.
Oh, he's very good.
Cool but dangerous.
Oh, he's wonderful, slick.
And he's called Mr. Fontaine. He only has a last name.
Yes.
He gives one of his poetic, obscene-laden speeches after he sits down in front of a picture of a baboon.
Yes, that's...
And you know, baboons are the apes most closely related to humans.
Wonderful.
Well, in the case of Jude Law's character, Dom, they are very closely related. They are almost identical.
If Matthew McConaughey won last year for the Dallas Buyers Club, why can't Jude Law win this year for Dom Hemingway? And I say that because the roles are similar while the characters are different. But both of them are rough guys who have a certain aesthetic sense about them, even in the circumstances that are hardly aesthetic.
He's more poetic in a lewd way. In the opening scene, he fills the screen. He's bulked up somehow.
He gained 30 pounds for this role,
which is the weight McConaughey lost.
Thank you, yes. Drank 12 cans of Coke a day.
But you notice that isn't just muscle. It's weight.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. About it, I thought she might be offended. It turned out not to be quite as offensive as I thought.
He spouts vulgar, though creative metaphors,
yes,
lewdly lauding his member.
Yes.
And it is quite a startling scene.
He is in a prison and he's being serviced by a fellow prisoner. We don't see that during most of it. It's just a shot from the midsection up. But it's a good way to begin a very rude film. And it's the beginning of his redemption. If you take both McConaughey's character and his, they're moving toward redemption.
Although the redemption isn't quite as clear as in Dallas Buyers Club.
It's not all rude. There are moments of tenderness in the sense that he wishes to reconcile with his daughter, who really does not want to have anything to do with him for good reason.
There's some doubt that there really will be redemption.
Yes.
One isn't convinced that it's going to work. Richard Grant as Dickie is sort of plays our role. He's the observer.
Yes.
And he says, "Be careful," but then he smiles and seems to enjoy what's going on.
Richard Grant is marvelous in this film. So he wears these yellow glasses that are striking. But Helmut, we're at that point. We are required to award a grade to this film.
I'd be happy to give it an A-.
Oh, yeah, you're great. But I'm the same. But regardless, it's an A- because it's an imperfectly beautiful film.
I agree.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.